There's a new James Bond movie out now. Who's your favorite all-time James Bond?
Honestly, Daniel is pretty terrific, I must say. But Sean Connery, I went to the set of Meteor, which was a movie that didn't do very well, but I went to MGM at the time where he was making me just All right. to shake his hand because I was such a fan, I couldn't believe that I got to meet Sean Connery.
You've worked with some of the great. Tell us a little about Adam Sandler and the late John Ritter.
Adam Sandler is brilliant. As goofy as he might be, he is in charge. John Ritter was one of my best friends. We did a Broadway play together. He was walking funny. He was an intellectual. He was limitless in his talent. He was plagued by demon. He was an incredible dad. He was one of my favorite people, and I miss him.
So what are your top three movies of all time?
Okay, top three. The Great Escape, which was one of my first great action movies with Steve McQueen. Godfather, and City of God, which was a Brazilian movie. That was one of the most powerful films I've ever seen. And if you ever choose to watch it, you have to watch it at about 11 o'clock in the morning because you need the rest of the day to get over.
And what current TV shows do you like?
I love Prison Break. I love 24. I love The Closer. And 30 Rock is probably one of the best sitcoms on all of television.
Even with all of your acting roles and producing and directing, people will remember you most as the Fonz, Fonzie from Happy Days. How does that make you feel?
You know what? I would have to say that I am honored that I was able to play the Fonz. He introduced me to the world. He put a roof on my head. He sent my children to college. Unfortunately, he also gave my daughter a credit card, and I am now close to bankrupt. But, hey, it was fun.
The leather coat that Fonzie wore in Happy Days is in the Smithsonian. Tell us about that.
My parents escaped from Nazi Germany. They were there in 1980 to the Smithsonian. My wife was there. My parents were there. I thought to myself, what amazing journey that, first of all, I should have this honor and that they should be there.
You recently did a reprisal of the Fonzie character with Ron Howard on the internet, and it's close to 3 billion hits. Tell us about that.
Ron Howard called me up, and he said, look, I've got this whacked idea. Here it is. Just tell me, are you in or not? He told me, I said, Ron, because he is like my younger brother. I said, Ron, I'm in your canoe. If we're going to ever play these characters again, this is the moment. And we got dressed up in a trailer. And it was so emotional because when I turned around and he was Richie and we started talking to each other as we were shooting it, it was as if we had done the show yesterday. There was not a beat missing. I said to him, he walked up and I said, hey, Cunningham, you finished your homework. And boom, we were in. I said it was phenomenal. And then I talked to him every few days because we're close to 3 million hits on it. Just great.
You've been married over 30 years to the same woman, and in Hollywood, that's remarkable. How did you do that?
You know what? This is what I've learned. The center of a marriage is not the heart. It is not the mind. It is the ear. It is the listening. It doesn't matter how you meant what you were saying. It matters how it lands, and it always lands somewhat differently than you were sure you meant it, you know? And I think just you want to be married to your partner for as long as you are.
Is there some role that you've always wanted to play and haven't yet?
I would like to play a mute. Do not ask me why. I don't know why. I just would love to challenge myself where I force everything into not saying anything.
How do you want people to remember you?
I just want them to watch me now. I don't know. I want my children to be proud. That's as far as I got.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.